Governor Mike Parson plans to call a special legislative session at some point this year to ask lawmakers to pass an income tax cut. Missouri House Speaker Pro Tem John Wieman of O'Fallon is asking Governor Parson to have the call include changes to Missouri statutes about personal property tax assessments. John is joining Show Me Today to talk a little bit about his effort. Sir, thank you so much for joining us today. Talk to me a little bit about what you have in mind.
You know, the plan is for us, since we're going to be going into special session, which we don't know exactly when that's going to be, I suspect it'll be around veto session in September. But the idea is if we're going to talk about tax cuts or tax-related issue, then it should be a fairly easy call for the governor to add on to that, us addressing this assessment of personal property and being able to make a fix to that statute to allow us to keep the personal property tax increases down to a minimum or just keep them flat.
Talk to me about, like, what's inspired you to want to call on the governor for this.
Well, two things. One, we tried to address this issue earlier in session. My good friend, Representative Brad Hudson, he proposed House Bill 2694, which would address this issue of having the value of used vehicles go up. And so this legislation could have been, you know, could have solved this problem earlier this year had it not been for the Senate failing to pass it. So now we're in the situation where we have a situation that, you know, people are going to see a 20% increase in their assessments on their personal property. So, you know, with the supply and demand, the shortage of new vehicles, it's caused the supply and demand to increase the value of used vehicles so high that the assessors have to increase the assessments to account for that increase in value. And that results in a higher tax burden on taxpayers. So I believe this is the right thing to do, is for us to go in and modify that provision in the statute where it relies on the National Auto Dealers Association, the NADA guidelines, to modify that to limit it to no greater than maybe the consumer price index for inflation. And, you know, it's kind of an unusual situation where normally, you know, a vehicle depreciates. It's a depreciating asset. And it's very unusual where the value of a used vehicle goes up. It's normally it goes down unless it's like a classic car. So this is a situation. It's a rare situation that happened, but we can fix it. And we have a limited amount of time to do that. But I believe if the governor includes it in the call, we have time to get it passed. We have to do maybe an extension of the time frame for the assessors and the Board of Equalizations to do their number crunching, but I think it could still happen this year.
And have you talked to the governor about your request?
I have sent a letter to the governor's office. I've talked to his staff twice now. And they're currently reviewing my request. I know they're doing their investigation as to whether this is an issue they want to address during special session. Obviously, the governor has two things that he vetoed that will be brought up. I believe the agricultural omnibus bill, and of course the tax cut that he wants to make permanent. So, not sure if he's willing to add on one more thing to the plate of things to get done, but we'll see. I think this is a fairly easy fix, but given the fact that we actually passed the bill out of the House and sent it over to the Senate, I think it's a fairly low controversial bill. So I would be surprised if he felt it was something that would be not worthy of being included in the call.
Do you know how far it got over in the Senate this year?
I believe it got voted out of committee, and I think that was the extent of it. It was like in early May, just maybe about a week before the end of session, it was voted out of committee, and that's about the farthest it went.
Where many things go to die.
A lot of bills, as you know, this year were sent over to the Senate, and because they were busy trying to figure out what they're going to do with the redistricting map, we never got a lot of important pieces of legislation passed. And so at the very end, a lot of good bills died.
So, okay, where does the revenue earned for these assessments go? Is that all to local governments, local schools? Where does that go?
Great question. You are correct. A majority of the personal property tax revenue that's generated goes to local government entities, taxing entities such as your public schools, your library districts, your water districts, fire districts, and just the various taxing districts. Generally, on the low end, about 15% of the revenue for a county comes from personal property tax. Now, out in the rural Missouri areas, it could be as high as 38% of the total tax revenue between personal property and real estate tax comes from, you know, personal property tax. So in central Missouri, there may be a few counties that actually may have a higher percentage. Here in St. Charles County, it's about 16% of our revenue comes from personal property tax. Now, what St. Charles County government has decided to do, they passed a resolution on Monday, which basically says we're going to hold our tax revenue at the 2021 level. So we're not going to accept the 20% windfall of taxes. That's just for the county government. That's only dealing with the roads and bridges and the 911 emergency call system. That's the only portion of tax that they get. So all the other taxing districts in St. Charles County will have to make individual decisions as to whether they want to hold the line on the tax increase or if they want to accept the windfall of taxes or if they want to just leave it at the 21 levels.
Missouri House Speaker Pro Tem John Weeman of O'Fallon joins Show Me today. He's asking Governor Parson to have a future special legislative session call to include changes to Missouri statutes about personal property tax assessments. So due to the shortage of new vehicles, the valuations for used vehicles have been artificially inflated, resulting in over a 20% increase in assessments on personal property. So local governments can pass a measure to take care of this on their own then, if they choose to, is what it sounds like.
It's my understanding, that they can elect to not accept the increase in the assessments, the increase in the tax that would result from that assessment. So they can suspend that. And but that has to be a decision that they each individually have to make as a taxing district.
Okay. So why should the state get involved in this, do you think?
Well, if the state gets involved with this, that really eliminates the ability or the need for any local government to have to make individual decisions about suspending that assessment increase. So if we change the law and the statute to say, you know, used car values can't go up or it can only go up a certain percentage, then that would be across the state and all the assessors across the state would follow the statute.
Yeah. Does the state get any other revenue from this at all, or is it pretty much just local?
The state doesn't get any specific revenue. There are two entities that get around the state that get revenue, the Blind Pension Fund, trust fund. They get a small portion of the personal property tax revenue across the state. And then there's the DDRBs, which is the disability boards that are located in not every county, but in many counties throughout the state. They also receive a portion of the personal property tax.
All right. Well, I've learned a lot from this. Is there anything else you think is important to mention about this whole effort?
You know, I'd like to just briefly mention that, you know, the personal property tax issue has really been, you know, an issue that's been boiling up for quite a while with a lot of voters and citizens because, you know, it's not the best kind of tax. At the end of the year, everybody gets their personal property tax and, you know, around the holidays and people really don't want to have to spend more money on taxes. And, you know, there's been a movement. I've actually been part of that movement to try to find a way to eliminate that tax. But I think it's important to note that in order to do that, we have to remove it from the Constitution. It has to be voted on by the people. And then in addition to that, we need to do it in a responsible way. So we can't just eliminate 16% to up to 40% of the tax revenue for various taxing districts around the state unless we can find an alternative revenue source that's more fair and balanced. You know, right now the personal property tax is really an inefficient tax. It relies on assessments of and valuations of property. You know, unfortunately, not everyone's truthful about their property. Not everybody tells everybody what the government has, what they have. And so there's a compliance problem. I always say there's probably taxes that we're not even collecting because of just the inefficiency of that particular tax. And just the fact that people, you buy a car, you pay sales tax on it, and then you got to continue to pay taxes just to have the car. And so I think most Missourians would love to see that personal property tax go away. But we just have to do it in a responsible way and figure out how we can kind of phase it out and eliminate. Because there are many other states that don't have a personal property tax.
You know, having it at the end of the year is kind of annoying. I will say it's like, oh, I got to do that right after I bought all these Christmas presents.
I think this is something that would be an easy fix that we can put into statute that would fix this like we wanted to do earlier this year. So I'm hopeful the governor will allow us to have that opportunity to fix it. And I do believe this is an anomaly. I don't expect this to happen again in the future, but we're here and now, and you know, a lot of Missourians are going to be faced with a significant increase in their personal property tax because their value of their cars have gone up. And I think we have an opportunity to fix this and save Missourians, you know, from having to pay additional taxes.
That's Missouri House Speaker Pro Tem John Wieman of O'Fallon. We will be back with more after this. This is Show Me Today, the Voice of Missouri.